Of Emunah in B'tachas. In the previous 2 weeks, we spoke about the Shittas HaRambam and the Shittas HaRamban, B'kitzer, each one, and what Emunah is. And what's agreed upon by both, however they work it out, if it's one mitzvah, or two mitzvahs, or three mitzvahs, or how they understood the Pasuk of Neich HaShem L'kech HaShet Tzitzich HaMeretz Mitzrayim, where the Shtel is in the first part, the second part of the Pasuk. Or what's agreed upon by both is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the cause to all causes, and he's the source to everything and anything that takes place in this world. And that's part of our emunah, that we need to internalize that and make it real by us, that we live that way. We also discuss from the Rambam that there's a derech hateva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set the world up with a system of how it works naturally, the rules of nature, the chukei hateva, the rules of nature, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to do that for a very basic reason, because if there's no rules to how nature works, we would not be able to function. I drop something, I won't know if it's going to go up or down or right to the left. You're not going to be able to function that way. So therefore, we need to have certain rules in how derech works. It says the Rambam, what's derech neis? Neis is something which is a different system. It's a system. It's a system that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made by Bris Ha'ilam. He made a system of Nes, of Kriyas Yamsuf, of Tchiyas HaMesim, the Mesaita. All those are Nisim. There's a new system. At the moment where that's needed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiyo switches systems. He says, we're going to work with this system. We're going to work with that system. That's Nes. Now, the bitachin is already taking our emunah and bringing it to reality, living with it. That's bitachin. So I would like to go through the Rambam's malach based on in the Sefer Masvik the Hashem, which was written by the son of the Rambam, and Yidua that the Rebbein Avram ben Rambam, he followed the Shkishitas and the Ashkafas of his father exactly. And as we'll see a lot of the Nikkus that we've mentioned in the past, Amamsh, he expounds on it in this parak, which is a very long parak on Bitachin. And he clarifies a lot of issues. And with that, he brings us into the Oimek HaSugya Vishtalos in all different situations, how we're supposed to act and what to act with. So in the beginning here, he starts off that the Ikra Bitachin, the basis of Bitachin, and he teaches Bitachin means reliance, and I think it's an unbelievable definition of Bitachin, which I saw of Victor Miller also in his Chayvus Alvaves. He tells him that Bitachin is reliance. Our reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what Bitachin is. Once I have the Emunah, I have the Yisoidis of Emunah. Once I have the Yisoid, that's what he says here. The Ikar Bitachin is Chizik HaEmunah. The basis of our reliance is being mechazik, is solidifying, making solid our Emunah in the Rabbanu Shlem. Mean that which we have Emunah, that which we understand, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is the creator, he's the mefarnes, he's the supporter. Mechayev HaMemes, he makes live and he makes and death. HaMachli VaMerape, HaMa'ashir VaMeroshish. Once we have that emunah and we live with it, that's called betachin. That's taking that and making it into real. Now he says here a line, that part of our emunah is V'chom mikre ha'oilam ha'kloliyim v'ha'pratiyim chayzrim elav. Everything that occurs, whether it's Kloliyim, whether it's broad or specific, Pratim is specific, it's all attributed to Hashem. Now, what does he mean, Kloliyim v'apratim? V'hu pa'alam, he makes it happen. Ha'goyzaleim u'metzim la'payal. Because he's goyz on them, he determines that this is what should be, and he brings it out to payal. Mavad, except for one thing. We know ha'mishmas v'ameri, that's bechira that we have, to listen or not to listen, that's the only thing that's left for us. But otherwise, everything is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making a gezar din on everything. On Rosh Hashanah, we say in the Musaf Shemoneh Esrei, we say, there's a din, there's a mishpat on the Medina. And then there's also on the Briyos. Well, the Briyos, there's a mishpat on the Tzibur, and there's a mishpat on the Yachid. On the Yachid. And that's a Klolim Vapratim. What does it mean that there's a mishpat on the Tzibur, and there's a mishpat on the Yachid? For example, Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Yidden were living in Mitzrayim, and they were mixing with the Mitzrayim. They were mixing with the Mitzrayim to the extent that they stopped doing Bris Milah. At this point, the Av of Hashem went to Sinah. It changed, and the Avdus began in Mitzrayim. Then later on, a Gzar Din came out from Kosh Baruch Hu, that he has to punish the Mitzrayim for being Meshabed Klai Yisrael. That gzera of the punishing the Mitzrayim, especially when it came to Makkas Bechiris, was a mishpat on the Medina. This Medina, this Tzibur, deserves Makkas Bechiris. However, Kosh Baruch Hu wanted to save the Jewish Bechirim. So what did he do? He kilo removed them from the tzibah by being mitzavah them to do bris milah, shchitz ha-pesach, and dam on the door. So by doing that, bris milah is what separated us from the goyim. Shchitz ha-pesach was shechting their avod zara, and putting dam on the door was a public statement that we are different than the rest. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was now able to give the punishment to the Tzibah, but you're not part of that Tzibah. You're living within there, but you're not part of it. Similarly, Noyach also. What I'm telling you, the Rambam brings down later on. We'll see it. The Noyach also. Be'etzem Noyach was, there were other tzaddikim also, other righteous people, but they all got destroyed. Noyach was Matzachin Be'in Hashem, the Gemara says. The Gemara says, there were other tzaddikim there, but there was a gzera brought onto the tzibah of the world that a mabul had to take place, they had to be destroyed. However, Noach was matzachem v'ein Hashem. So what did he do? He was mitzavim to build a teva. By building a teva and going into the teva, he's in his own world now. He's in a different world. So there's a mishpat on there's a klaliyistik mishpat, which is on the Medinois. And then that includes, like Rashi says, Kivin that the Kivin Shenit Rishus the Mashchis, he's Mashchis. That's the Gzera. But then there's also the Pratiim specifics that sometimes there's a din on Yechidim also. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't mean that when he's doing Mishpat on the Tzibah, he forgets about the Yechidim. Doesn't mean he forgets about the Yechidim. Rather, this is the way Hashem judges the world. So it says over here, so this is Lashon, V'chom Mikrei Olam. That Hashem has a system. There's a system over here of Teva and a system of Neis, as we explained. So now he goes on, he says like this. He says, V'lachain, the Rabbein Avram says, V'lachain, l'cholak al chiyuv v'yafechom im chaykik ha'tari. You won't find anyone who disagrees about the necessity of bitachin. All the mechaykeh etayra, all those that learn Torah and understand Torah will agree. There's no machlekes if there's a mitzvah b'tachin or not. That there's no machlekes about. Why? Because that is from the yisoid miyisoidus haTorah. It's one of the fundamentals of Judaism is the mitzvah of b'tachin. So that everyone will agree to. Then you're not going to find anyone. And he says sifrei neviim meleim isa. Going through Sifri Nevi'im, it's filled with these in Yonim, Psuke Atayre, Amayram Aleihem, teach us the mitzvah of Bitachin. One very basic example is the mitzvah of Shemitah. The mitzvah of Shemitah, the whole mitzvah of Shemitah is to teach us, V'chitzoim Romanoicha Bashana Shvi'is, Hele Nizvah Nesev, Stavoseinu, the whole mitzvah of Shvi'is to teach us that our Parnasa, our prosperity has nothing to do with what we do. It's with what Hashem wants for us, right? The Bible says, "Kol mitzvei Hashem yichya adam." So that's why this is the mitzvah of Shemitah is to bring out that point. Now he says like this: says that He says, Emma Me'ata, if a person will reach, clarity and be mschazik himself in bitachin and make it clear to himself that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the yoytza advar maklolim vapratim and everything is coming from Kadosh Baruch Hu, so then that will elevate us to a higher and higher darga of living with the Rebbe Shlomo. Now, he says as follows. He says there's three sugim of bitachin. There's three categories of bitachin. The three kinds of bitachin. Three kinds of reliance. And we'll discuss today the first one. The first, hachelik harishon of the three, is bitachin hanevim hakroivim el hashchina v'talmideim min hachasidim hayishar. A navi, neviim were people that were dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam explains to us, the Rambam at the end of Mayim Nevuchim, he writes that Moshe Rabbeinu and the three Avos had a darg of Nevuah. They had a very unique darg of Nevuah which no other Nevi'im had. And that was that they were able to be dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were able to be completely dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet, be able to, and at the same time, they're able to function in this world. Us, the rest of us, not the Aves and Moshe Rabbeinu, the rest of us, if our minds are preoccupied with Dveikus with Hashem, so we can't function. You can't go to the store and buy a bag of milk at the same time. It doesn't go. They were able to take Shemayim Varetz and manage to live here totally on the highest level of Dveikus. That was their darga. Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai, says the Rambam, like we mentioned last time, Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai reached manage one notch below Moshe Rabbeinu, which was also a very high darga of Nevuah, which means clarity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkacha and running this world. That's what the Nevuah was. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to say to them, Shuvu el Aleichem. Shuvu el Aleichem means, on the level that you're on right now, you won't be able to deal with Yitzhar Chaguf. Go back to Yaalim and start to go back down to be Isaac and Yitzhar Chaguf. So the Rambam of here is saying that the first category, the first kind of bitachin is of Nevi'im HaKrevim al Shechinah v'tavideim and Achsim Yisharim. These are people that detach themselves. The chassid zones, the fnimishur is a din. Tamidim and achsidim and yisharim, they're single-minded in avodas Hashem, without any ulterior motive. That's what we're talking about over here. We're talking about that people on such a level. So he gives three examples of such people. He says one example is Yehoinasin. We find when Yehoinasin went out to when he was approaching the army of the Plishtim, so he went out Huvenoise Kalev was his Talmidim Chassidim Yisharim Ubatach Hashem. He went out just with reliance on Hashem. David HaMelech, when he went to fight Goliath the Plishti, El Yoah Navi, when he went into the cave, he relied totally on Hashem for Panasa. So these were people that were on a darga of Nevuah, a high darga of reliance on Hashem, that these three examples, they were dovek with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they were allowed to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way different from Teva. That's the Yisrael he's saying over here. This level of Nevi'im that are, they're Dveikis and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on such a high level, they were allowed to rely on a derech which is Shlei B'derech HaTeva. However, he says, even these Nevi'im who are able to rely on a Nes, it's only if HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them beforehand that there's going to be a Nes. It's only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Eliyahu that I'm going to be Masada for you, your Panasa. And then the Arvim came and brought them Panasa. It's only because Yoinasin and David, they had a Nevuah through either through Ruach HaKodesh or a Maima that was said to them that a Nes will take place. Like he proves from Yaakov Avinu, he says, Ain't Safik Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom Nimne Al Eila Shisigu As Madregas Abitachin Al Yoina. There's no, like the Rambam writes in the end of Mar Nevuchim that we mentioned before, there's no Safik that Yaakov Avinu was on such a Madrega. However, the Pasuk says, You see that he was with Lavan, Esav. He goes in the Siyari, he was afraid of Esav, afraid of Lavan. He was afraid to be Samachan and Ace because he didn't have that Nevuah beforehand. Or he was afraid that maybe his Chet would be Garmit. But Akopanim, this kind of darga, they have the right to rely on a nes when it comes to them, either through Ruach HaKadosh or there's a tzivah from Elikim that will come. However, he ends off, he says, but someone who's not on this darga, heavy oime, call out toilet tikvasi ben nisim bovad leloy hachana v'atama. Whoever is unprepared and not right for such a darga, and he relies on a nes. So he says over here, he says, Harehu mis'avel ma'sheinenu mat'im loy. He's waiting for something which he doesn't deserve. V'chayta v'chutzpah mevi'a lidei chil Hashem. He's chayta v'chutzpah, it's in bring to chil Hashem, v'in safik sheyovei alayn shay. Why was the chutzpah over here? Because you're showing that you don't appreciate that madrega. That's a madrega which only specific people are on. And by you feeling that you're zeicha to it, you don't appreciate that madrega. And it's going to bring to Chil Hashem because it's not going to happen for you. So people are going to say, wow, this guy's acting as such a lofty person and he's been sevcha nisim and the nisim are not taking place. So it's going to bring to Chil Hashem also. So to such a person, ain't suffix sheyavi alayin shay. So therefore, this first category that he's talking about over here is someone who's davek with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, someone who lives with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a real way, like Eliyahu, David, Yehoinasin, and then they get a nevuah that a nes will happen. They have the right now to leave the system of teva and go into the system of nes. They have. But anyone who's not on that madrega, to just put himself in the system of Neis, he has no right to. Okay, so we'll continue, Mi'atz Hashem, next time with the next categories, and then when we get to the third category, I think that's where we'll be able to focus in.